Welcome to Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we have an inspiring story from our local community that connects with our aerospace values of determination and achievement.
Yes, Daniel, it's about a play area in Fowlridge that's been named after Greg Stevenson, a Paralympic gold medal winner.
Oh, I see, Greg Stevenson, right. What's the connection with the aerospace industry?
Well, Greg is a former Royal Engineer Commando who lost both his legs in an explosion in Afghanistan 15 years ago.
Wow, that is so inspiring. And now he's a Paralympic gold medalist in rowing from Paris 2024.
Exactly. The village of Fowlridge wanted to honour his achievements with a lasting tribute.
How did they decide to rename the play area?
The parish council made him the first freeman of Fowlridge, renamed the Ulmer Avenue play area after him, and also sponsor an annual social award at the local primary school.
That's quite a big tribute, and Greg and his family were there for the ribbon cutting, right?
Yes, Greg, his wife Mel, and their son Harry cut the ribbon along with councillor Kevin Salter and other villagers.
I see, what does the plaque say?
It reads, "This play area is named in honour of Greg Stevenson, first freeman of Fowlridge Paralympic gold medal winner, Paris 2024.
That's quite a legacy, and Greg's story is so compelling. He started rowing after the Invictus Games in 2018.
Right, Councillor Salter mentioned how Greg's determination makes him a role model for future generations.
And this tribute ensures his achievements won't be forgotten.
Absolutely. It shows the power of community and the spirit of perseverance that aligns with our aerospace values.
This is a great reminder of what people can achieve with determination.
Indeed, thanks for tuning in to Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Stay tuned for more inspiring stories from our region.
I'm Daniel, and Emma's next.
And I'm Emma, until next time.